This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Improve your health and well-being the natural way with The Medicine Man, next on Plains FM.
We'll drink a drink, a drink to Lily the Pink.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike McGammon, Medicine Man. I'm on Plains FM, and we're going to talk about this wonderful time of year. And the theme today is about timing. You know, sometimes you can take the right thing at the wrong time, and sometimes you can take the wrong thing at the right time, and more so with natural medicine. You know, when is the right time to do stuff? That's what we'll talk about today. We'll come back to you soon. So, welcome back to the Medicine Man Show on Plains FM. I'm Mike McCammon, and I'm a medical herbalist and a naturopath. And we're going to be talking about timing. And this comes to mind because this time of year is the time to use the energies that are going on with nature and to use it properly for yourself, because what's happening with the trees and the plants is that sap is now on the move. And anyone who knows about how to prune knows that this is not the right time now to prune your fruit trees, because if you cut them now, the sap will pour off and pour off and pour off. The idea when to prune is in the autumn time. But so what happens with plants is also happening with human beings, also happening with us. Our sap's starting to rise. Now, if you've been listening to my programs, and have you been doing even just a small percentage of some of the things, you'll find this is going to be a fantastic time for you, because your energy is going to be going up and up and up, and you're not going to be having the old things you used to have in the past, like hay fever and aches and pains and headaches and fatigue and good old snot, you know, the mucus guitar and all the rest of it. Because if you listen to some of these principles, you've taken the right herbs and done the right thing, and remember, many of this stuff is actually simple, you will not be suffering from inflammatory reactions or autoimmune illnesses and so forth and so on. And if you are, it generally means that you haven't been doing the, you haven't been aligned in the previous months, and it's all about alignment and when to do what. So if you've been having a few dietary indiscretions, eating too much mucus-forming food and too much white sugar and maybe too much coffee, and I think there's nothing wrong with anything intrinsically, it's just if you have too much of something and not enough of something else. And if you haven't been using your minerals and you haven't been on that cod liver oil and you haven't been cleaning your blood with blood cleansing herbs, you're going to be having symptoms right now. So what do you do about it? Okay. The first thing to know is this is the time, this is the breeding season for parasites. Yes, those nasty little things that actually like to live in your intestines. And yes, everybody's got them. And I've talked about it before. So if you're not doing it already, this is the time to do a parasite cleanse. And the best thing to do, yes, I have to say, to see someone who knows what they're doing. But if you've done it before, just go and do it again. We use a collection of herbs. We call it para, because that's what it does. It kills parasites. But some wonderful herbs in there, like black walnut, cloves, wormwood. Isn't that an interesting name? Wormwood. So if you're getting hay fever and eczema and itchy problems, if you're not sleeping, if you're grinding your teeth at night, especially for the kiddies, it's time for a parasite cleanse. It really is. If you've done parasite cleansing before, it'll only take 3 to 6 weeks to clean out this crop. But if you've never cleaned parasites out before, then you, once you start on a good herbal program, you really need to do it intensely for 90 days. Yeah, 3 months. That's what we've found over the years. If you do the first one for 90 days, from then on, you might want to do it every spring, but it generally takes a much shorter period of time, depending on the level that you've got. So let's go back to timing. So some of these concepts are quite new to folk, but if you've been following my program, that you'll see the themes that are coming through is that natural therapy or natural medicine has very set laws, principles, protocols, and the way we do things. And I've talked about a number of those principles. I've talked about some of the laws. And one of the most important principles is the principle of timing. when is the right time to do something? So the right time right now to do parasite cleansing is right now. This is the perfect time. So if you take advantage of doing a parasite cleanse, and you can just go onto my website and read all about it if you like. But you will probably need to link up with my email so I can send you a much better, a more detail. There's not a lot actually in the website, but just go into www.nzherbal.com or just look up Michael McCammon, Christchurch, naturopath or herbal medicine or just New Zealand herbs. It'll take you straight into a website with tons of information. And by the way, we're writing a whole lot more information, and early next year there'll be a very extensive thing on just about every topic you can think of, and it's all free. All that information's free, and it's the best of naturopathy and over 40 years of my experience that you can use in your own home. So if we look at, if we haven't had a sense of timing, there are certain herbs and certain things you bring in for certain seasons. So there's actually a herb for every season, but I won't go over these at the moment because of the time factors, and of course that everybody's a little bit different, you know, the seven body types. You know, different four blood groups and so forth, and we all have a little bit of a different thing. But there are some standard things that you take all year, and I've already talked about that, but it's minerals. It's minerals. You've got to take the right minerals and the right trace elements, because if you're mineral deficient, which is just about everybody who's not using mineral supplements, and I mean proper mineral supplements, you're not going to be able to use vitamins correctly, and then you have all those deficiency symptoms of vitamins. And of course, each vitamin has its own set of symptoms. You know, vitamin B is a classic one where it affects your digestion and even your mood and how, yeah, a huge number of things, but that's a heck of a topic. But okay, so if you haven't been following timing, what's going to be happening is the first stage is dietary indiscretions, too much mucus-forming food. You'll begin to get kind of mucus-forming kind of stuff. You'll get what we call catarrh, and it happens in kids from the age of about 3 up to about 11, and it's basically a toxic form of mucus. So we all have mucus membranes. We have to have mucus membranes. That's the lining inside our mouth, and that has a protective coating, and we don't get allergies when we've got a nice clean mucus membrane. And this mucosa, this lipid layer, is right through our intestinal system. And remember, our intestinal system, if you ironed it all out, the size of a cricket pitch, that's the first thing that protects us from pollutants in our environment, and that means pollens and all sorts of chemicals. We've got to have that healthy mucosa, but the problems begin from the age of about 3. Isn't that interesting? So there may be some bronchitis, there may be constipation or tonsillitis, there may be coli infections, the earliest sign really that the system is becoming overloaded. So it starts from about the age of 3. Isn't that astonishing? But of course, if you simply suppress that with anti-inflammatories or antibiotics, which are completely useless most of the time, in my opinion, then you're going to be moving on. The child will move on to the next stage, which might take a year or two, or might even take 5 or 6 years. But what will tend to happen is the circulation. There'll be circulation problems. There'll be cold hands and feet. So if you've got cold hands and feet, you're on stage 2, what I call, of this progression towards this particular illness, which I'll name at the end of it. Okay, so it may be an increase or decrease in body weight as well, and you'll get some sort of sand in the joints. You know, you turn your neck around, you'll hear the sort of grating sound, a bit like sand. Okay, so this is the toxins that used to be catarrh, just simple old colds and flus, but it's been suppressed, and it will crystallize. Those toxins will crystallize and become like sand, and these small crystals, the mineral salts out of solution, basically, and that's stage 2. And then we move on to the next stage. This might take a year or two or whatever, because you haven't been listening to the timing, and you're not on your mineral supplements, and you're not using the right stuff. You're not on cod liver oil and so forth and so on. What happens is you start getting muscular pains. You'll get what we call fibrositis, and it's stringy and hard sinews, your shoulder and neck pain, inflammation in muscle fibers. It's the most common thing that I see in my practice is neck pain. And some people have got neck pain and they don't even know they've got it. But if you just reach around behind the base of your skull and give it a good squeeze, if it's sore, you might be surprised that you've been putting up with a lot of pain. But it's one of the most common signs. There may be some disc strain. And if this is not dealt with correctly, and I'm saying that, sure, you can go to an osteopath and chiropractor, which is an excellent thing to do, but it doesn't get the underlying cause of it. So you get into the next stage of this particular illness, and by this time you might be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, I don't know, it just depends. You know, some people, these things happen earlier. Sometimes they might not happen until their 60s or 70s, but you'll start start getting lumbago, right, you'll get this achy lower back because the illness is starting to settle in deeper into the system, and we can call it sciatica, which is an inflammation of one of the longest nerves you've got in the body, from that lower lumbar vertebrae going right down your leg, and you get this painful stiff, when you start getting up in the morning and it's really painful and stiff. And that's the characteristics of stage four, is the stiffness. And, you've been sitting down for a while, but it takes you a while to get going. But it's better after movement. That's the way you know when you're on fourth stage, is that once you start moving, you're fine. And this is the thing, so you go to the gym and just keep moving. As long as you keep moving, you're fine. But once you settle down and stop doing the exercise, danger signals start to arise, and you may need to have osteopathic or chiropractic treatment. This is generally a good thing, but however, once it's got to that stage, that particular treatment is not going to be curable. It really isn't going to be curable. And in some cases, isn't advisable to have a manipulation on an inflamed joint. So what happens then is that if that is not taken care of, you move on to the muscular rheumatism, where these toxins are now going to move right into the muscular system, and it's reached the point of inflammation of the muscle sheaths, and it's acute pain in the muscles, right? So here the blood is starting to thicken, and I see that in the live blood analysis all the time in my practice, is that people have got this thick blood when I do the live blood analysis, and there's a slowing down of the circulation again, so it's not just cold hands and feet, it's actually sluggish blood. It's what we call erythrocyte aggregation from a live blood point of view, or sticky blood. So the arthritis, then it becomes arthritis, which just basically means inflammation of a joint. So it goes into the joints, like the fingers and the hands start to ache. And that is stage five of these toxins, right? Then we'll move on, might take another year or so, and it will become what we call stage six. And that's when it actually starts to, the toxins start to settle in organs, because things like the liver, the kidney, the lymph and so forth, they're just not handling all the load, and they start to break down a bit. So here we have the organs start to be affected, and symptoms may often relate to the bowel, right? In other words, this constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, leaky gut, all that sort of thing. And there's thyroid problems where you get chronic fatigue, you get moods up and down because the thyroid's beginning to affect it. You get liver problems, you can't handle alcohol anymore. It can affect the kidneys or spleen, which means, all sorts of things happen with your iron, B12. And it takes generally an expert diagnosis to actually isolate the primary cause. But the problem is the primary cause began many years ago when you were three or something like that, you see. So, however, the primary cause we've talked about before, and we can go on again another time, but the organs of the body have become so toxic, this is often associated with constipation, where the bowel is just not clearing the body properly of the waste products, right? So any recovery from this stage will take as many months as it has years. It has been the process of development. So here we have, if it's taken you 20 years to get to this point, it's going to take 20 months. But if it's taken you 60 years to get to this time, it'll take 60 months. Now, that's pretty good odds, really. But with the way we've evolved herbal medicine these days, and mineral treatments, and homeopathy, and osteopathy, and all these wonderful things, Bowen techniques, acupuncture, so on and so forth, we can actually speed up that period of time if you follow the right pattern. But if you don't, you'll move on to the next stage. And this is a good timing to talk about time too, because weather will start to aggravate. When it rains, you'll start to ache more, right? It depends. When the northwest wind comes, you go crazy. Certain weather conditions then aggravate, and that means you're actually on stage seven. You've actually moved up seven places into this particular disease, that we could call toxemia, couldn't we? We've talked about that before, but that's what happens with the toxins over time. Then, if nothing is done correctly about it, you move on to the next stage, which is a deep level of blood viscosity, and viscosity means your blood turns like hard porridge, and I see that in the live blood analysis every day in my practice when people come in. And oftentimes, one thing that you've reached that stage is if you've got varicose veins. So if you've got some blue veins there and it's sluggish and they're bumping out a bit, or they look your legs looking very unsightly, and you've got that ripply fresh flesh there, it means there's a steady physical deterioration due to the preceding stages, right, of the blood viscosity or platelet aggregation, right? So all this has been building up years and years and years, and they cause varicose veins in the legs. There's a general calcification and kind of a malfunction throughout your body because everything's starting to harden, and it's almost like the process of petrification. Yes, you're becoming petrified. Now, you can get this process even when you're young, but it's commonly seen in the 50s, 60s, but I often see it happening in much younger people. But these days, there's more and more of it, and it's certainly just about in everybody in their 70s. So this blood viscosity, the whole circulation's affected, and this is basically the result of the arteries becoming calcified and the fine veins below the skin, and the patient will you'll feel cold and you'll feel tired. So if you're feeling any of that, you are actually in stage 8 towards this particular illness, okay? And if you don't do the right thing there, you'll move on, and it's guaranteed you'll move on, unless you die, you'll move on to the next stage, because everything progresses, nothing stays the same, everything evolves into something else. And guess what? Everything that's created wants more of itself. So the next stage is stage 8, and it may be triggered by an injury. It's quite possible that if you have a fall and it causes any deviation of the spine, it can compress the spinal nerves and affect organ and limb functions even further. So there's a calcification of the spine as the body's response to irritated nerves, because that's how it protects you. It tries to make you seal up the area and stop you moving on it. But this calcification to extend to the joints and the limbs of the hip, and this is when it starts getting really deep. And of course, we're having a nation of hip operations now, and knee operation. So that is stage 8, and we could call this osteoarthritis, but all osteoarthritis means is inflammation of a joint. But of course, the inflammation is not isolated. The inflammation comes from all the preceding 8 stages. You've been leading towards this for years, and it hasn't been recognized. You know, you didn't just wake up with it. It didn't come out of the blue. There's always a reason. And then the next stage, of course, if you don't do the right thing here, and remember, we're moving into chronic, almost a degenerative, but we are going to move now into the stage 10, which is when things deeply involve the joints and the muscles, and the hardened and stringy tissues of the muscle fibers, they become very hard, and the fibers of the tissue fibers, or the fibrous tissue, should I say, has become a lot more dense. And here there's often distortions of the joints, especially the hands and feet, and the spine itself can become fused. And you know that Granny may have had that sort of problem, but remember, it took all those years, all those 60 and 70 years to arrive at that. And at any stage during this process, it could have been reversed. When you get to the stage now, however, it's a much harder to reverse it. We can reverse it a little bit and certainly bring relief from pain and certainly better movement. But once it actually gets to the place where it's deformed, there's actually no going back to the early stages. There's no going back to cure, but we can certainly reverse it to some degree. But if you don't do anything at all about this, because steroids will only do so much before they'll rob your body of more calcium and more minerals and lead to much greater problems like heart problems and so forth from the use of too many medications and the wrong medications, or even the right medications if there's too many of them, or the right medications taken at the wrong time, or the wrong medications taken and so forth. But anyway, you'll move to the 11th stage of this particular illness, and this is marked by gain or loss in weight and very excess nervous energy. So this is what happens when the whole endocrine system, the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenals, the ovaries, if you've still got them, right, they'll start to really play up. And the origin is often due to the mechanical disturbances that are now happening in the spine, and especially the sacroiliac joint, which is down there by the hip there. And but this process that I'm talking about really began as a process from birth. There's a beginning where it starts. You know, then the first thing is the body becomes aware of toxins. If we go and look at, if we stand back and look at this whole process of how a disease actually occurs, we're looking from a distance, and we're looking at, first of all, the body has an awareness that something's wrong, okay, and you might only be 3 or 4. And that awareness will cause a temperature, a rise in temperature. There'll be a fever, and there'll be that will activate the immune system. And if all goes well, if you don't feed the kid too much mucus-forming food, just give them soups and broths and some cod liver oil and the right minerals and natural herbs, and some wonderful herbs for children like chamomile and peppermint. There's some wonderful herbs for those. You just do the right thing. What happens is the immune system deals with the problem, right? Absolutely deals with it. But if it's suppressed, it moves on to the next stage. But generally, the human body, as I've said, that symptoms are actually an awareness of the body that creates a certain set of symptoms. So there's an awareness, and then there's a movement where the blood actually sends these white blood cells to the site of the problem or wherever the infection is. It will contact the infection. For example, if it's a white blood cell, it will attack the bacteria. It'll eat the bacteria up. That's what white blood cells do. And remember, there's between 3,000 and 7,000 white blood cells in every single drop of your blood, and that's quite extraordinary. And again, we see that in the live blood analysis. It'll mop it all up, and it'll go back to the resting state, and so forth. But what happens is, we don't know these. We're not taught these principles at school, and so toxins build up, and they settle in areas of genetic weakness. So we could call this particular the 11th stage anything you like, actually. It's just, I'd like to just call it you're not well. So it's so easy to diagnose illness. Take me to any hospital and be able to diagnose anything in there. And basically, it's called not being well. It's called a body that's choked up with toxic poisons and parasites and pathogens. And really, it's as simple as that. Now, this is actually a complex process, yes, but it's not complicated. I hope you followed every step. It may seem like, well, this is a lot to get your head into. But so I've hoped I've made a complex process understandable for you. I hope I've made the simple profound, right? And it is profound. And I hope you can see the way clear to do something about it finally in an authentic manner. If you want to know more, just go onto my website on www.nzherbal.com or send us a text to, an email to Radio FM. It'll get back to me. And if you'd like to have any comments or you'd like me to discuss a certain issue with you on the radio here, it'd be my pleasure. So this is Mike McCammon on Radio FM. The Medicine Man will catch up with you next week. So have a great day. Bye-bye.